Hello, this is Robert Smaga with Europe's podcast, where we talk to entrepreneurs who are making it happen here in Malta. Now get ready for an inspiring conversation with Alphonse Schwartz. Alphonse has over 30 years of experience as an independent entrepreneur in the fields of business and finance, and brings extensive expertise and reliability to his clients. Having lived and worked in Malta for many years, he founded Eurotax Consulting in 2013, with a goal of supporting medium-sized companies and establishing businesses under Maltese law. Through his strong network of experts, he can open doors in Malta and provide long-term guidance in developing tailored strategies for tax planning and optimization. Welcome to yours podcast. We appreciate you taking the time to listen to your entrepreneur journey for all our listeners, Alphonse.
Thank you very much for having me here. Thank you. I highly appreciate it. So that we also have now an audience in Canada. So
Yeah, well, we have a Canadian audience, but we also have a very big European audience for our Yours
brilliant.
podcast. So hopefully we're going to get them both audiences to listen to you. Okay, tell us a little bit more about yourself and your current business. I understand you're from Germany. When did you move, you moved to Malta? What was that
Yeah.
transition like, and why did you do it? Because Germany is a beautiful place.
So Germany is very beautiful. I arrived in Malta when I was 42, and at that time I was giving the most of my money to the German tax authorities. So that was the issue that I had to reinvent myself, and I realized that Malta was an opportunity for me. Yeah, so Malta could be a gateway for small medium enterprises, and I took that chance because what for big corporation, multinational corporation is easily possible, should be also the way for small companies. So when I came to Malta, Malta was also completely different in a way that Malta was, let's say, it was a little bit unregulated, and it was a little bit Wild West compared to other European countries. Yeah. So, and this vibe and this laid back feeling I appreciated at that time, 13 years ago. So then I incorporate my company. Yeah.
Okay, were you an employee or did you start your business in Germany, were established there, and then said, okay, now I'm moving to Malta?
No. When I was working in Germany, I also worked always as a freelance. I worked for different banks, and I worked for the Chamber of Commerce for business activities, and I was always my own boss. So I was used to it that I wanted to be an entrepreneur, and Malta makes it a little bit more easier than Germany. So,
Okay.
and that was for me the step to go abroad. Yeah.
So you've never been an employee, you've always been self-employed.
Well, I've been in my early life, in the early 1400s. So
Okay.
because so I started my career in the hospitality industry, yeah, and then I studied economics, and afterwards I worked for banks, yeah. But that's 30 years ago. I'm already, even if I'm not looking like that, but I'm already 57.
Okay, so in terms of starting your company and moving to Malta and that transition, did you need financing to start your business? Did you have clients? How did you get established in Malta? And were your clients already coming with you? Did you have to start over? Did you need financing? Did you have to get some kind of money to get going? What's that look like?
So I came to Malta with very few money, so with very little money, and the beginning, the first steps were very, very difficult. Malta was seen as too exotic from a German perspective. So when I did cold calling, I said, "Listen, Mr. ABC Company ABC, would you like to come to Malta?" And they said, "What the heck is Malta?" "No, we don't. So this is quite unserious, Mr. Schwarte. So no, we don't want to have any contacts." And after nearly 3 months of doing cold calling, "Hello, my name is Alphonse. Would you like to come to Malta?" Then I had my first client, and he told me, "Mr. Schwarte, since when are you doing it?" And I told him, "Well, actually, since 8 weeks." I said, "Okay. So, and how many clients you have got?" "You would be the first." So that was the initial. So then he gave me the first money. So I was nearly to go back to Germany, to be very honest. Yeah? But
Okay.
then, and
So
then it stopped.
what was the seed? Like you're in Germany. Did someone tell you come to Malta? Did you read something, hear about
Yes.
something?
Yes, I heard about something. I was on a vacation in England, yeah,
Okay.
and in England and Malta, they are quite good connected because they belong in the past to England. And I heard a friend of mine told me, "Listen, Alphonse, you need to go to Malta because there are a lot of business opportunities." And I found when I was the first time in Malta, I found it very vibrant and very open. So the Maltese people, I was just drinking a cup of coffee in a cafe, and they came to me and said, "Listen, what are you doing here?" I said, "Well, right now I'm drinking a coffee." And then they told me, "Listen, would you like to come over there? There's my office. Would you like to come and maybe we can work together?" So that is a complete different behavior than what we used to have in Germany. In Germany, everything is very organized and very stiff, and so nobody would do that in Germany. But here in Malta, they do it, and I like that a lot. And I found it quite easy to go into the Maltese society. Yeah, so
Okay,
because the people
great.
are very open. Yeah.
Now, okay, so you're in Malta now. Let's talk a little bit about the industry you're in. Taxes, accounting, things like that. Is that correct? Is that what you do,
Yes,
basically?
that's correct. So what we are doing, what we are offering, so you know what, for multinational companies is always it's like normal. They have got different hubs in Ireland, in Malta, in Gibraltar, in so all the tax havens, put it this way, yeah. They know how to do it to save, because if you see taxes like costs, big corporations, they do it. They have got the knowledge, they have got the tools, they have got the support, they have got the money to do it. And I said, okay, I would like to give those opportunities for small, medium enterprises. Yeah, for small, medium enterprises and those companies that they would maybe never think of going abroad, going international. I wanted to give them the tools, the support, and the strategy, what they need to do.
Okay, so what offshore, these entities, can you give us a kind of a bit of knowledge about what that looks from the outsider? If, say, someone, I don't know anything about moving to offshore and moving my company and things like
Okay.
that, give me a key piece of knowledge about
Yes,
that this
okay.
industry.
Okay, first of all, Malta is not offshore, from seeing as in the European market. Yeah. So in the European market, we are 27 countries, and we have got the right for free movement. We have got the right for free opening, settle companies, and that is a big asset and a big advantage for all entrepreneurs in Europe, that they can choose where they would like to have their jurisdiction of the place of business. And Malta has got, when Malta came to the European Union, they negotiated a certain treatment. They said, "Listen, we are so small in compared to the rest of the EU. We are going to would like to do that. We keep people attracting, entrepreneurs attracting. We would like to give them the following offer. So an entrepreneur can cooperate a limited and connected with a holding. And the limited will be taxed with 35% corporate tax, and then they will get a refund of 6/7. So 30% they will give as a cashback back to the second company, and that is a holding. So that
Okay.
would mean, so if you would have a profit, yeah, to give it in numbers, yeah, you would have a profit of 1 million euro. And in Germany, for example, you need to pay, let's say, half of the money, 500,000 euro. It's lost in tax. The tax burden in Malta is only 5%. So in this example, you only have to pay 50,000 euro. And that makes a big difference for investing, for for saving also employees, for saving jobs, for and a lot of companies are doing this
Okay.
option.
What are you most proud of in the terms of the work you do? What do you like? You've obviously helped these companies come over, you've saved them money and things like that, but what are you most proud about when you work with a client and get results?
So of course it's a people-to-people business, and we have got very strong, and so we are a small company, so we are like a boutique, yeah. So we are not KPMG, we are not the Big Four, so everything is going to be very personalized. But the question is, or the answer is, what I'm really very proud of is that the German Federal Association for Small Medium Enterprise, they came to me a couple of years ago and they told me, "Alphons, we have seen you on the market, and we would like that you're gonna represent our values for German engineers, for German entrepreneurs in Malta. Would you do it? And I said, yes, that would be very nice. So I'm the official representative that you see here in the back, the flags, yeah. So of the Maltese, let's say, government entity. It's not a government entity, but that you get an idea. And 2 years ago, the German Federal Economic Senate from Berlin, they told me that they would like also be part of the Senate, so that we have now not only a business opportunities, we also do it on a political side. Yeah, so because with the association, we organize delegation trips, we organize fairs. So we meet the ambassador in Germany from Malta, we meet the ambassador here in Malta, and we are doing delegation trips with Maltese companies to Germany and backwards. Yeah, so and that helps. Yeah?
Okay, good. Since let's kind of continue this talk about Malta. I like this direction we're going. What's the long-term vision of your company? Do you see your company expanding into other areas in Malta? I mean, you're there, you have these German companies coming in. Will you accept clients internationally? What's that look like for
Yes.
you?
So right now the most of our clients come from Germany, Austria, and Switzerland because we are German speaking. But we have got also customers from the UK, from England, and we have got also our first customer from Argentina. So the and that is showing that the demand is there. So they would like to. So if companies would like from, let's say, Canada or wherever in the world, they would like to enter the European market. Yeah, they could use Malta as a gateway through the 27 other countries of the European Union. Yeah, because with a Maltese company, you have got the right to do business in every country in Europe. And
Okay, good.
we are very open for new relationships with Canada, with the US, and through the association, we have got a lot of contacts because the association itself, it's like they have got 80 offices all over the world. Yeah? And we do we give information about Malta. Yeah?
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about what it's like setting up a business in Malta. What are the biggest benefits for being an entrepreneur in Malta? I want you to share some of the good points about starting a company there, but I also want you to give us some of the challenges that you've had to overcome as an entrepreneur, been there obviously over 10 years, and what you've learned along the way, and maybe what you have done differently.
So, when I came to Malta, Malta was completely different. So to set up a company, to get a bank account, to get the legal work done, it was a matter of 2, 3 days. It was very efficient, very fast. And right now, Malta completely changed. So we have the compliance, we have the due diligence, and in the beginning, it's going to be very tough for an entrepreneur to get the allowance of the Maltese authorities to establish their company, to found their company. So that is really a challenge right now because a lot of paperwork has been or should be doing, and it sometimes it's a little bit annoying from the because it you know Malta was grey listed, yeah, and Malta and grey listing that was a really a disaster for the Maltese economy and also other companies or other countries that didn't want to do any business with Malta. And right now, or that was 2, 3 years ago when they came back to the European family that everything is white again. And in the end, the Maltese authorities they were forced to do that compliance and that due diligence, and sometimes they do it a little bit too far. Yeah, but was
Okay.
that your question? Yeah.
Yeah. Now, if you were to start all over again, you've learned a lot along the way. You've seen a lot of businesses and so forth. And you imagine you just moved to Malta all over again, not knowing anyone. How would you get established again? What would you do differently than you did back in 2013? What were some of the things that now you know, and what would you implement, and how would you execute?
So the most important thing, if I would start again, I would be more part of networking events. So, because the networking events, and you have got a lot here in Malta, you could meet different people. You would have support from people, from entrepreneurs who are in the same situation. Yeah, that I would have done differently. So when I started, I was always alone. Yeah, so in the first, let's say, the first year. So, but and. Now with artificial intelligence, a lot of things are changing for also new entrepreneurs. So if we had already at that time the tools what we have in nowadays, yeah. So because the company also will change with artificial, and there's no doubt that there will have that this will have a big impact on procedures like marketing and those things. I would have done differently. So.
Okay, good. Let's talk about a little bit about you personally. How do you define success and how do you celebrate your successes?
Oh, to be very honest, it's always good if you have a good sum of money on your account and to say no. It's a freedom. Sometimes it's better to say no to even business. And sometimes I say, listen, I don't want to do this because I'm getting too old for this stuff. And I'm taking my time, so I've got here my time for the daily work, and they're doing a great job so that I can step back and focus on the good things in life. Yeah.
Good. How do you deal with fear and doubt? During the early years, you were obviously working by yourself, but how did you overcome fear and doubt, not knowing if it's going to work out in Malta?
Oh, fear and doubts. Okay, so what you need to do is what you may learn is discipline. If you so even when I had in the first days of my so the first 2 3 months, I was not giving up to picking up the telephone and said, listen, would you like to come to Malta? And I did that, I don't know, 20 times per day, and there was always a no. And when I said to myself, there must be someone who's interested to come to Malta. Yeah? And then after 2 3 months, the first clients I had, so consistency. So you need to have, and you never doubt about yourself. So even when some people, at this time of my life, when I had to go back to Germany, the people were laughing about me. And in Germany, the habit of people is that they say, ah, now you're back. But in fact, they like it a little bit. Yeah. And to stay strong, to stay
Yeah.
strong.
Okay,
And
good. Let's talk a little bit about your personal life and routines you have. What do you have routines? Do you exercise? How do you stay healthy? Obviously, you're the heart and soul of the business, so you can't be sick and down for months on end. How do you stay healthy? Do you exercise? Do you have a morning routine? What's that look
yeah.
like?
So I'm going every morning to the gym at 6 a.m. I'm doing with a friend of mine. We're going to the saunas and we're going to the ice water that keeps you awake, believe me. And then we're doing swimming. And then at 8, we have our breakfast together and we start in the day. So that's what I'm doing. Yeah. And then not giving too many tasks in one day because too many tasks, it's overwhelming. And not more than 3 4 tasks. And then you need to find your time for yourself where you switch off your phone, where you don't have to be disturbed.
So work-life balance is important to you.
Yes, it's very important.
Yeah.
If you only work, you so it's that's for me.
Okay. I want you to imagine that you're not doing what you do now. What would you like to do for a profession? If you could do something completely different than what you are doing now, what would that be?
What would that be? That's a very interesting question. So, what would that be? I would doing maybe something like in working maybe as a carer in a hospital. I would like to do something for
Hospital.
people. Yes, something like that. I would. So not a doctor, so to speak. So when I was in Germany, I went to elderly care and spoke to old people, reading them some stories, and that was for me. It was very benefiting because I gave something good, and so which has nothing to do with entrepreneurship, but that's what I would do
Good.
here.
What two words would you use to describe yourself? What two
Oh.
words?
Two words. honest, and to be strong,
Strong. Right.
strong in doing things.
Okay.
Yes.
You get things done. Anything keeping you up at night? Do you shut
Anything.
down your, I mean, do you shut down your business and don't think about it? You don't take it to bed with you. You're not up thinking about, gee, I should have to handle that situation differently. Anything like that?
Yes. So when I'm in my bed, and the only thing what really fears me is that there's maybe a financial problem. That is the only thing what in Malta we had got failures with bank. We had the COVID, and that was a tough time. And as an entrepreneur, I did not fired any employees. So, but it was always, sometimes it was on the edge, to be very honest. Yeah. So I said, oh my God. So, but if that is everything is fine. So I've got a very good personal relationship. So no, right now I've got the best time in my life, to be honest.
Okay, good. Entrepreneurs like to educate themselves. So we're going to find out how you like to educate yourself. What books do you read? Can you recommend any business books that you've read that inspired you, educated you? Also podcasts or any types of online media, any news or anything, how you learn and educate yourself to become a better person, self-development, entrepreneur. Everything, even fiction, whatever that looks like, anything that you read that inspires you, educates you, or improves who you are as a person.
So, which is very helpful for me was Brian Tracy. He's a trainer. I think he's from New Zealand, and I have two books from him, and they're also German. Bodo Schäfer, which you don't know, but maybe some of the audience would know. They will give, or they are giving, let's say, their experience, and that is very helpful. And also the podcast. So with very strong German business leaders. Sometimes I'm hearing them, yeah, and I said, okay. So when I'm on the treadmill, yeah, so I'm running, and then I'm hearing them. So and also affirmation, so to say yourself that you need to do, and that you get positive vibes and positive information. Yeah,
Okay.
so.
Any tools that you use on a daily basis for your work? Could be anything from Google Docs to accounting software or anything software or technology based that you use for your business that you
Yeah,
use.
so as an we are an accounting company, so we have got the very advanced technology. So we use Xero, and then we have got, of course, Google, and sometimes we're also using AI, yeah, which helps a lot, to be honest. So I've got
Are you using that for research? AI, what are you using
research,
that?
yes, research, and getting more information if you go deep dive, yeah. So we are doing this, yes.
Okay, good.
I've got the good luck. I've got a personal assistant, and she's doing everything. So
Yeah.
this is
These
very helpful, believe
so
me.
you're smart. You like to delegate. You work on what you're good at. And then you
Yes.
delegate what you think other people could be better at than you. Is
Yes.
that right?
Yes, and there are a lot of things what other people are better in than me, believe me. So.
Yeah. So you identify your strengths and your idea, what you're good at, and you identify with what you're not good at, and you delegate that. Would you recommend that for all entrepreneurs?
Yes, so a delegation is very important, because you need to have also time for yourself to see your vision. Yeah, so where would you like to be in the next 5, 10, 15 years? Yeah, so what would you like to achieve? And you always need to have help from third parties. And those third parties, we try to employ them when they're very good on the market, and then they need to do the job. Yeah, but it's always an exchange, and I'm always looking for people who are more successful than me. Yeah, so looking up is important, yeah? Not
Okay.
down. Up easy.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Do you see the company growing? Do you want to look at retirement? Do you want to build the company? Do you want to, you mentioned looking at other markets, for example. You see potential growth,
Yes.
obviously. Germany right now, Europe and UK are big markets, and you talked a little bit Argentina and Canada. Where do you see in 5 years? What's this picture look like for you, for your
So for
company?
me, retirement is not really a word what I have in my mind. So I'm not seeing 65 then I'm off. No, I see myself as always as a consultant. Yeah, and I will always be part of the company, but I will not be in the daily business. Until now, right now I'm also already not in the daily business involved that are doing other people. Yeah, so. But if I see the company in 5 years, so we are expanding to Cyprus, which so we have got our first steps in Cyprus and in Spain. We have got very good business relationships and for example, in 2 days I will be in Lisbon, and it's also very interesting. And you know, within the network of my customers and of my partners, we always build something together which makes a company stronger. And it's also very interesting to meet other people from other jurisdictions to get new ideas. And I would never be on a retirement scheme. So I don't
Okay.
think so.
You're
So
not a retirement kind of guy.
no.
Okay. Is there any advice that you've received personally from other entrepreneurs or mentors or anything like that that you can pass on to entrepreneurs throughout Europe?
Yes. Being part of an association could be very helpful. So if an entrepreneur who would like to start a business, you know, they need contacts. Yeah. So for example, the Association for Small Medium Enterprises in Germany, it's a huge network, and with this network I'm doing business. Yeah. So they and what And I got that advice, yeah. So to be part of it, and that helps a lot, yeah. Because you know, when you have a low budget for marketing, and if you can be part of an association for business growing for whatever, yeah, then you need to be part of it. That's what I would recommend someone who is in the beginning of the entrepreneur traveling.
So you mentioned earlier networking, associations, and just kind of getting out there, I guess, are the three big ones, right? Yeah. Okay, good. Next question. How can our listeners get hold of you before we wrap things up? And is there anything you'd like to add before you leave us today?
No, actually, it was very, very nice talking to you. So, and if anybody would like to come to Malta, yeah, please do not hesitate to contact us. So, would be a pleasure. You know, we have got already contacts in Canada, yeah, in Toronto, yeah. So, and sometimes I meet her in Germany. She's a lawyer. So, and you never know what happens. So, don't be shy. Call.
Okay, great. Well, Alphonse, thanks for coming on the show. I've learned a lot about you, and I'm sure our listeners have as well. We'll see you next time.
Thank you very much.